This is Sarah Anderson from Nyack Needs a Skate Park, and you are listening to the Skate to Create podcast.
What's up? This is James, the creative director for Royal Deca and the host of the show.
And what's going on? This is Daniel, the project manager for Royal Deca and the co-host of Skate to Create podcast. Before we start the show, guys, I really wanted to send a thank you to everybody who actually downloaded and subscribed to the show.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you leave a rating, a five-star rating or a review on iTunes, it helps us so much. We get to do so much with that. And your feedback is just really important to us, so keep it coming.
Absolutely. And obviously what that's going to do for the show itself, it will help us grow as a podcast and make sure we're staying on track. And, you know, we really want to use that momentum and go for those big names in the skateboarding industry or those that are really trying to achieve things in life.
Yeah. And that, you know, leads us to our special guest that we have today, who is a huge thrill seeker. She's the host of one of the coolest shows on the mountaintops called the Falls Creek Morning Show. Guys, please welcome to the show, Lizzie Canters.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Lizzie? How are you doing today?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
So you had the day off today, huh?
Yeah, today's my day off, but I still got up pretty early, got on the first chairlift, which was nice. It was raining last night, so this morning it was pretty icy. And just came home, an awesome brekkie, did some stretches, and then, yeah, and then here I am.
Cool. So you mentioned being on the lift earlier. That was really surprising to see that that's what your show actually is. I don't know if anyone, for any of our listeners that haven't seen it yet, can you kind of go into what you do as a show?
Yeah, so it's not like a snowboarding edit. Like, I didn't create it to show the snowboarding, but I kind of created it because, well, like 3 months ago, I quit drinking alcohol, I quit smoking, I quit smoking pot, just quit all of the bad things. And I guess up on the mountains, it's pretty much what everyone does. it's pretty challenging to escape all of those things. So I kind of thought, man, I kind of quit all of these things at a pretty terrible time. But I guess, you know, it's never a good time to quit, or it's always a good time to quit. I don't know. Yeah, so I quit right before the start of the season, and I thought, what am I going to do? I also went to this, a public speaking thing, because I'm trying to become a better public speaker. And all I had to do was talk to, like, three people about anything I wanted for about a minute. And I just started tearing up, and I was, like, choking, and I had no idea what I was going to say. And I thought, man, I need to get better at this. So I thought, why don't I distract myself from all of these things by getting the first chairlift every single day of the entire season? That means I have to wake up early, which means I can't go out at nighttime and party all night. So I thought, how am I going to prove it? Because no one will believe me. And so I thought, how about I GoPro it? I've got a GoPro, and that's pretty much all I do. And I thought, maybe if I can talk on it, then I'll become a bit of a better speaker, because I've always been told I've been a terrible communicator like my whole life, and I kind of believed that. And so that's what I've been doing, and it's kind of turned into a bit of a show. I just called it Snow Rise, the Falls Creek Morning Show, and yeah, now people are starting to watch it, which is awesome.
Man,
people that want to come on the mountain can see what the weather's like, can see, and I can realize that it's now a bit of a platform I can kind of teach people things or talk about things that are going on. Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea that you started your show because of wanting to become a better speaker. I mean, that seems like such a ballsy thing to do to try to achieve that.
Yeah, well, you could see on the first episode, I don't talk at all. I'm just sitting there on the chairlift with the camera, and I fast forward the entire thing because it was just to prove that I got the first chairlift.
Some baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. And I slowly, like the second one, I think I said a couple of things. And the third one, I said a couple more things. And yeah, it's true. Like, kind of practice makes perfect. Like, doing it every single day, I can talk to a GoPro like anywhere now. I love it. I enjoy it so much now. Yeah.
But from when your first one to where you're at now, I mean, everybody get to see that improvement. And hopefully what you get from your experiment, it's going to help you and give you that confidence because you sound great. The show, it seemed well put together. And you're probably like, what? I just do this, have fun with it. But that's exactly what we're doing here.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the thing that we really appreciate the most is that even though you didn't, you know, come out with the exact show that you wanted, you, like you said, you didn't talk the first one, but you started, you know, you took those steps. You went to bed early that night, I'm sure. You woke up, yeah. You got on that lift, even though it was pretty scary to do so because you knew you were going to be on camera, and you did it.
Yeah, awesome. That was the hardest, like the biggest challenge. The first one was so scary, like, and all it was a chairlift ride, which I've done, you know, like thousands of times. I've ridden so many chairlifts, but this one was different because all I had was a GoPro and the beginning of the season where I knew that's where it's going to begin. And from that point on, and I did it, and I had to squash that whole fear of being judged, you know, like caring what other people think. Here I just posted up a video of me fast forwarding through a chairlift and going, yay, I got the first chairlift. I was like, what are people going to think of me? But that's something that I've had to, that's the biggest thing I've learned from it all and the best thing that's happened. Yeah, from that, that's come out of it.
Awesome, Lizzie. So we know that you skateboarded. We know that you snowboard now. Can you talk a little bit about when you first started skateboarding or snowboarding maybe, and then what you actually learned from that? Because that's the whole point of this podcast, is to relate it back to the different things that we learn from those.
Yeah. So skateboarding, like when I was a kid growing up, like all I wanted to do was skateboard. Like I grew up in a pretty privileged like situation. Like I have an awesome family, awesome sister who you guys have met.
Yes.
And Christina. And but I kind of, like growing up, I went to an all-girls school where I didn't know anyone that skated. Like I was the only person I knew that wanted to skate. And that's pretty much, yeah, all I wanted to do. I read skateboard mags, and every single day when I came home from school, I just skate by myself at home in the garage. And my dad like helped me make some little like skate features. And I don't know, it wasn't really, yeah, I guess. No, I didn't really have anyone to skate with, which kind of sucked. And I really, really wanted just a friend. But yeah, and then when I went to skate parks, I was always kind of stared at a lot. Like it wasn't, because I was always like a girl by myself, and it was so intimidating. Yeah, it kind of wasn't the very best experience for me, even though I didn't really care that much. I just loved it.
Well, that's the point of skateboarding. You love it. What actually made you pick up a skateboard?
I think I got my first skateboard. It would have been when I was maybe like 4 or 5. We got this big weird shaped ones, and it was probably from Kmart or something. But it had this crazy psychotic clown on the bottom, and like pink wheels, and and these like black and white swirly grip tape on top. Mm-hmm. And we used to just sit on it and go down the driveway when we were kids. But then, yeah, kind of got my own skateboard and would hang out at the skate shop. And all I wanted to do my whole life was do work experience and work at my local skate shop, Ballistix.
So, Lizzie, how did you start snowboarding? And how did that come about? Because that's, you know, whenever I tried snowboarding, it didn't really come easy. I don't know. A lot of people say that skateboarding helps. A lot of people say that it's kind of harder when you're skating.
When I transferred to snowboarding, I think that was about when I was 14 or 15. Yeah. Because when me and my sister, we grew up, our parents would take us skiing every year, which was awesome. So we got to do like a week a year up in the mountains. And like for me, that was better than Christmas, better than birthdays. Like I'd wait all year just for this one week up at the snow. And I'd always look at snowboarders and be like, oh man, I so want to do that. Like I'd love to do that. But I was always too scared to ask because, I don't know, they'd always been looked upon in like a really bad light. Like they'll go, oh, snowboarders, or, you know, I don't know. I just thought they'd like my parents had never let me. And one day I finally asked and like, all right, you can have one day. And we had one day out snowboarding and it was the best thing ever since then. And then the next year it was like 2 days. And the year after that was like a whole week. And from then on, it was just snowboarding. Loved it.
Sweet. So what did you love about it whenever you first started? And then, you know, whenever we relate back to skateboarding and, you know, snowboarding a little bit, we always feel like we pulled some kind of knowledge out of it. Like it taught us something. Did you feel the same way about snowboarding?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was just so much fun. I think I just love board sports.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know, riding sideways or something about it.
I personally never snowboarded. I don't think that my body reacts good to cold weather.
Oh, you never know. You should definitely.
Well, I mean, we went to Big Bear a couple times, you know, as a kid, but I don't know. My body just really cramped up all the time. So I never liked, I loved watching it, you know, but I just couldn't, you know, get out there. Yep. But I'm sure it has a lot of things that, you know, when my brother was talking about teaching you lessons in it, did you fall a lot, or, you know, about the getting back up part?
Like, did it come easy to you, or did you have to work at it a bit?
Oh, snowboard, like learning to snowboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, snowboarding. I think I just picked it up like pretty quick, I think. Yeah. Plus we actually got lessons. Like we got a few lessons at the beginning. Like that was really cool. That was something I never really had with skateboarding. Like I kind of had to teach myself how to ollie just by kind of watching people at a distance, or yeah, just by looking at skate magazines. Like I, for quite a long time when I was a kid, I used to think there was some magnetic force between like your feet and skateboards. So I don't know. I thought it was like Velcro. I didn't know how a skateboarder could do an ollie and the skateboard would, you know, be up in the air, you know. It kind of blew my mind. And just because I never really had anyone like teaching me what a skateboard is or something, it just kind of blew my mind a bit. And then when I realized like, oh my God, they're just doing that with their feet, like, holy crap, that's ridiculous. And
yeah,
and so I've just been just kind of taught myself. But I think, yeah, nowadays, like I still love skating now. Like I skate when it's not winter and it's the next best thing to it, or the same, just on concrete.
And a lot of that same feeling is the same when, like you said, you're riding sideways. You're
Yeah, the wind in your hair and the...
You're free.
Yeah, just over, like when you land a trick or you stomp something new, it's just like the best feeling ever. And I love it. And like even just dropping in like on a ramp, like I just love that feeling. It's so good. Learning new things like all the time.
And so do you kind of relate that to what you're doing with these videos too? I mean, I see a parallel in that it takes courage to start. You have to work at it. You have to take baby steps. You know, you have to learn how to ollie. You have to learn how to do these little fundamental things before you can move on to the better tricks that you want to do. So do you see a parallel there? And can you kind of go into how you started getting better at this other thing?
Yeah, well, start small. I guess you can't really expect yourself to be amazing at one thing, which is something that I guess growing up can stop you from doing something that you want to do, because you want to be awesome at that, or you want to do that thing, but you know, you don't realize how much time and effort goes into actually getting there. And especially now, like people come up to me and go, oh, you're an awesome rider, or how do you do that, or get so good? Or it's like, I've done like seasons overseas, like back-to-back seasons. I've snowboarded every single day for so many years. You know, it's easier than walking for me. And some people just, I don't know, they don't understand that, but it's something that I've come to learn now, and I want to work a bit more with that for skateboarding. Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I love it.
And so a lot of this show is about taking what we've learned from skateboarding and relating it back to other things in our life. So whether that's starting a project or starting a business, can you talk about any struggles that you've had that maybe you've worked through because of these skills that you've developed through skateboarding?
Struggles. Yeah, well, I'm super clean at the moment. Like the things I've struggled with was, I guess, drinking. Like I just got drunk a lot. Like I partied a lot. It pretty much took over my life. Like when I graduated and I was going out and seeing the world and doing all the things that I wanted to do, I kind of brought partying. Like partying was just such a massive thing in that. And it kind of, I look back on it now And it stopped me from doing all of the things that I loved doing. Like with snowboarding, I would get drunk and snowboard and hurt myself, or I'd just be hungover all the time, so I wouldn't really do it that much. And like when I skated, I'd be drinking as well, and it was a big, big part. So I lots of opportunities that I had to do the things that I loved doing, I kind of missed them because of that. And now that I completely cut it all out, I've just taken every single opportunity I can, which is really cool. And this has like this show that I created, it's opened up so many doors for me now. Like even just because I started, it wasn't going to be a big thing at all. It was just to help myself in a personal way, or to prove something that I can do something, you know, with my life. That's not completely worthless. And yeah, it's just created all these opportunities, which is amazing. I never, ever thought anything like this could happen. I guess struggled like the whole time that I've been snowboarding. I never really knew what I wanted to do my whole life. Like I did a Bachelor of Business, so I had this degree behind me, and yet I had absolutely no idea how to start a business. It didn't teach me any of that. I still had no idea what to do, and like every day I would just be thinking, oh no, what am I doing with my life? I'm going to be old and just living shared, you know, in shitty accommodation with lots of other people. Or, I don't know, I just kind of thought that there was more to life than just doing seasons and working the lowest paid job, cleaning toilets. And yeah, so this show has helped me overcome a lot of things and allowed me to see the light. You know, instead of just seeing a future of, you know, seasons weren't being a novelty anymore. They were starting to be like, oh, I have to do, you know, just housekeeping or more kitchen work, you know, no opportunities to go any further. But yeah, and I realize now that anything is possible and anyone can do it as well. Like all I had was a GoPro and just an idea or want to do something. And it's created this thing. Like I never thought, like I'm not funny, or I didn't think I was a very good communicator. I thought I was terrible, and I've just created something that I love doing. And I think that's why like people like watching it, because I'm having fun doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. And I love the idea that you have. I mean, it's such a cool conversation to be a fly on the wall, you know, for, because you can only fit so many people on that lift, you know? To be able to have all these people go up there with you and kind of have insight into these conversations that you're having, it's, you know, it's awesome. And
yeah.
I love that your story involves you wanting to better yourself and wanting to take steps to not only, you know, become better at this thing that you love, snowboarding, but also to be a better communicator, which is going to help you, you know, with all through life, you know?
Yeah, and I never really realized that I wanted to be a better communicator. I never really thought that it was possible until I started listening to my sister's podcast.
Yeah,
and yeah, so I was just at home feeling crap, kind of, you know, just feeling really down and shitty and stoned, and I was just there, and all of a sudden I heard my sister talking on this podcast, which my mum started playing, and she was talking about how, you know, you can learn, like communication is a skill that you can learn, and I was just like, oh my God, it is. I'm like, I want to learn this. Like I've been told my whole life, like you're a bad communicator, you're not a very good communicator, and I believed it, and I kind of just accepted that and thought, that's it, I'm just going to be, you know, a low paid worker or just doing jobs which require no responsibility whatsoever, because I am a terrible communicator and that's a fact. But then when I heard that, I was like, nah, I'm going to do this. Like I'm going to learn how to be a better speaker. And that's, I guess, how it all kind of began. And I owe it to her.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Whenever I, you know, I started to do design, I you know, had a direction I was going in, but it was only whenever I brought my brother on and he started helping me with a lot of the things that I couldn't do, a lot of it being communication. And then, you know, other people that were helping me, I didn't know how much I could accomplish with that kind of help. And it seems like now you have your own show. I mean,
good to have that support from other people.
Yeah, yeah. You went from being not a communicator at all, or not thinking you were, to having your own, to hosting your own show now. And so that just was like what it can do to have some positive thinking, knowing where to go for some help, and then taking those steps yourself. So that's awesome.
And the other thing I think is key as well is talking about things that you love, you know, things that you're passionate about and things that you enjoy doing, you know, like just because, you know, good communication, like I may not be able to talk about something that I don't like, you know, but yeah. So that's, you know, a good thing. Like I could talk about snowboarding forever or skateboarding as well, just because I love doing it.
Right. And that's what we're doing here. I mean, that's what makes this so much fun for us, because we love skateboarding and we wanted to get out there and just do something. I mean, I just put the first step forward, and, you know, we're on our 19th episode. So we're fairly young as well.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's just taking that chance, just going for it. And we talked about it a lot, but we put ourselves amongst people that really gave us that encouragement, you know, a great support team.
Yeah. And, you know, with this podcast, we wanted to really help people that might be looking for those next steps to do. So yeah. I think you're a really good person to talk to, because you're someone that had, you know, you didn't have that in your background, and you just had a want inside of you to become a better, you know, a better communicator, and to have something more for yourself. And that's what a lot of our listeners feel inside of them too. So I know that your story is really resonating with them. And, you know, even though a lot of times we don't feel like we can teach someone something, like you just telling your story like that, I feel it's going to help, you know, it's going to help me, not to mention anyone else that might be listening.
Yeah. Like I have to say, like the biggest thing I've learned is to really just not care what anyone thinks of you. You know, like I had this, that's the biggest thing that stopped me from doing so many things my whole life, because I always thought, oh my God, what are they going to think, or what is someone else going to think of that, or yeah, judge me. And now it's just like, I don't really care what anyone thinks. I'll do it my way and what I want to do. And if it's stupid, or it's, you know, or it sucks, or it's embarrassing, it's like, whatever, just put it up anyways. Or just put yourself out there, because people can see, you know, that it's you, that it's the real you, that you're being honest. And I think that's the best thing I've learned. I'm still learning it. There are so many times where, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Or that was a terrible chairlift conversation. Or I look like an idiot, or I have a big gaper gap, which is like when there's a gap between your goggles and your beanie, and it's supposedly uncool, because that's what punters do, like people that
nowadays don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just things like that, like my ice bucket challenge that was a fail because I forgot to put the water in it.
That was what makes it people like real. You know, and the biggest thing right there. And, you know, you said, like, I didn't even know I was supposed to do it in 24 hours, but you're like, it's 2 weeks later, but hey, you know, better late than never.
Yeah, it made us laugh. Like,
I was like, that is so awesome. And the whole time you were going up, I was like, wow, where is she going to put the water? I was like, when is the water going to come in? Because I was like, she's on the mountain, she's already on the lift, there's no one there. And she's like, I'll just dump the bucket of ice on. That's my ice challenge.
It was the biggest non-event ever.
It was awesome.
But yeah. Cool. And anyone can do it. Like if I can do it, then I think anyone can do it. Skateboarding as well. I think on episode 22, I interviewed this kid called Danny Mason, and he's a skater. Man, he would be an awesome skater if you guys are interviewing this. He's like 12 years old. And he's just traveling around skating and going in competitions. And he's got like the most supportive dad ever. And he's just got this really awesome attitude where he just loves skateboarding. Mm-hmm. And he's just got a GoPro, and I gave him this GoPro pole, and I'm hoping that he will make his own little edits. But yeah, anyone awesome. Can do it, you know?
Yeah. You're inspiring people already.
any, like, you, there are so many different types of media or platform or just to get yourself out there, even if it's just to get things out of you, like just to, you know, yeah, just to let things out, like an outlet. Yeah.
So, Lizzie, where do you want to take the show next? Like, where do you want to go with it? What do you want to do?
Is the season over right now, or?
It was raining yesterday, all day yesterday. So, but I went out this morning and there's still heaps of snow around, which is awesome.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it going through summer, because what I love about this place, like, I love Falls Creek. It's just a really cool mountain that I'm living on. It's small, it's ski in, ski out, and I kind of want to just keep Snowrise going and get into mountain biking and then just plan it for all of next season, like a bit more planned, because this year it started so quickly and suddenly, and it's been every single day that I've had to film and edit that I haven't really had time to plan it. I guess there wasn't really any planning, but I've got like all summer to I guess figure out how I want to do it so it doesn't take over my life. You know, because it's been like full on, because I have to film it in the morning and then I've got to video edit after I finish work. So I film, come back, have to go to work, do housekeeping, then come back, and sometimes I have like a couple of hours off to video edit, and then I have to go back to work again. And sometimes I'll be up till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning just still trying to finish these edits, because I love them so much. Like, I want them to be good. So, yeah, they don't take like a really short time. Sometimes they take a little while. And so next year I kind of want to change it to make it better, a bit more structured, so that I have a bit of time off.
It's a labor of love for sure, and it does take a long time to do. I mean, I'm right there with you. I know that editing is one of those things that it just takes time.
If you don't love doing it, it's not going to get done.
But it's really awesome that you're doing that. And, you know, just for anyone that doesn't know where to catch Snowrise, can you tell them how to check that out?
You could go to ilovefallscreek.com. It's the blog which has them all the edits on there. Go to YouTube channel, Lizzie Canters. Canters. Yeah. So it's just my personal one. I haven't really gotten around to setting it up very well. Like, I think it's still at the very beginnings of it. I haven't done a lot with the blog, but I'm hoping to, when I get some time off this summer, I'm hoping to make that a lot better. But yeah, ilovefallscreek.com, because I love Falls Creek.
Awesome. And, you know, the important thing is that you started it and you're improving it every day, and it's already like incredibly entertaining. So I don't know what else you can do to it, but thank you so much, Lizzie. You know, our listeners are really looking for people that, you know, they can relate to, and your story of, you know, not being the best communicator at first, but working at it really hard and taking those really scary steps to start a project, start a YouTube channel, and all of that stuff. It's really inspirational. Thank you so much again for being on the show. And if you can just leave our listeners with one bit of advice, some words of wisdom, and then tell us how to get a hold of you and how to find any of your other projects.
Yeah, thank you, James. It's been awesome experience. And yeah, nerve-wracking, but awesome. And Daniel. Yeah, so I guess words of wisdom, I'd say just do it. Whatever you love doing, just do it. And don't give a crap what anyone else thinks of you, because it's your life. Nothing what anyone else says is like matters at all. So whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do it. And if you fail, it doesn't matter. You can just do it again. Every day is a new day. Yep.
Awesome. And then how can we get a hold of you, maybe online or any of the social media channels, and then find the show again?
Yeah, like if you want to check out the show, it's on my personal Facebook page, so Lizzie Canters, or you could like the page I Love Falls Creek. So Snowrise is a part of I Love Falls Creek, the Facebook page. I guess you could also go to How I Quit Drinking Alcohol as well, which is my other Facebook page. But yeah, and ilovefallscreek.com. And the YouTube channel, Lizzie Canters. Yep.
Well, Ms. Canters, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks, Daniel.
Not a problem.
Awesome. And thank you.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to you soon for sure, because we want to get all the updates on what you're doing and how you're doing on the channel, and then
just how you're transitioning from snowboarding to mountain biking, because you talked about how you buy all that equipment to mount it on your bike and all that.
Oh, man, we got a skate ramp here too. I'm definitely going to have a bunch of skate snow risers and see how I get better at that on the skate ramp. Yeah, I love listening to your podcast too. It's awesome. Oh. Just makes me want to skate more.
All right. Thank you so much, Lizzie. And we will definitely be in touch. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Did you enjoy the episode? Don't forget to subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating and a quick review in iTunes. Follow us on Instagram at Skate2CreatePodcast. And stay connected via Twitter at Skate_2_create. See you at the next session.